What this is the board of listener hearings. What first we'll do is we'll go around the table, we'll introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have your 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is worth and why. The board may have some questions or comments towards the end. We will recess to deliberate, and then once they come up with a decision, we will mail out a result of grievance to you within 14 days of the close of the hearings. We're anticipating the closing of the hearings to be July 8th, so it'll be 14 days after that will be our deadline to, but we actually have a pretty good turnaround. We get them out within a week or two. Okay, so let's go around the table.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Andrew French.
Oh, Teresa D'Amato.
William D'Amato.
And this is for
184 Hughes Court.
Great.
So the first thing I wanted to say is that when I was completing the form for online, I had no clue what the market value was. And then in the meantime, I received some guidance on go here, go there, blah, blah, and check things. So my new figure is $560,000 for market value. And then I just have, we have some questions and clarifications. As I said, it's the first time we're going through this. So I have printed out this, okay?
Perfect.
So we're talking about the same document. So what does grade mean, and we are average plus 10?
That's the quality of the unit. When you go through and we look at condos across town, we're saying these type of condos are average plus 10 or plus 20 or good quality or fair quality. So across town, if you think about, look at all the different condos, we're saying you're above average for the type of condos.
Okay, so then my next question going down is extra fixtures.
Yep.
And it says two. Now, we did not request anything extra, so we have the standard kitchen sink. When you're talking fixtures, you're talking about, okay, so we have the standard kitchen sink, two bathrooms, full bathrooms, one downstairs, one upstairs, and then a half bath. So there's no, like, I know some people have set tubs, things like that. Yep. We don't have anything else.
Yeah, so it would be like a set tub,
nope.
Set tub in the garage, in the basement. Any
extra
fixtures?
Sink in
the double vanities is
no.
Usually the biggest one.
No.
Yep.
Well, the double vanity.
Double vanity.
Yeah,
is it,
we all have that. In
yeah, just in one bathroom or
yeah,
both?
Just
in the one bathroom.
Yeah,
so that would be the one extra fixture. And then if there was, we have two, so. I don't know. It would have to be like a set tub in the basement,
no.
Or a sink in the basement,
no.
Or a sink in the laundry room,
no.
Or something like that.
No.
Wish I did.
Yeah.
I miss my set tub.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. So it should be one fixture.
One fixture.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because I did take pictures of downstairs. It's just a big storeroom.
Yeah. We have is unfinished.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is total rooms. So. On the first floor, we have a living room, then a kitchen dining nook. Now, I don't know if you're calling that as two rooms and a bedroom. So it says three.
Yep.
So that's what.
Yep.
And then upstairs, so you call the dining nook a
yep.
different, a separate room.
It's separate uses, yep.
Okay.
It's difficult when it's open space. Like you have,
oh,
the,
yeah.
you have
right.
your living room, kitchen, and then the dining area.
Yes.
But it's all one, there's no wall separating
exactly.
it. So.
Okay, so that explains. And then the second floor, we just have the two bedrooms. Okay. All right, so that was that. So he's saying they're calling them two. So it would be the living room, the bedroom, and the kitchen and dining.
Is that one or two?
It's two.
Two. Okay.
Okay.
So it's four downstairs and two upstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
No problem.
Alrighty. Okay. Why do I have? Okay. So Bill charged you the basement's unfinished.
Yep.
Okay. And then what does residential units mean too? Is that because we're connected and there are two in the entire
building?
Yeah.
It's descriptive. It's,
okay.
It just tells us that it's a duplex style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Townhouse.
Okay, our biggie. I think we are the only ones in the entire cookie cutter community that do not have a loft, and we have pictures to show you.
Oh yeah, you got the cathedral area above the stairway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes straight up.
Straight up. So
no loft.
The other ones have, yeah.
Square footage should be different.
Exactly.
That's what I guess we're questioning, whether that adds to it or not, and that we...
And it should be different.
It should be different.
Okay. I'm sure you're taking this on a spur, but I have pictures if you need.
No, my in-laws live on Waterleaf, and they've got the cathedral.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Because anybody that from the community comes in, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny with the shepherds, they built Waterleaf. At the end of Waterleaf, they're like, somebody said, well, why can't you just put a second floor above that? Why does it have to be a cathedral? So then they started doing that. People liked it. And now all of Anna's is...
Except for you guys bringing this.
We decided not to have one. I don't know why we decided.
My husband cannot owe any money. So we were bare minimum what we could afford.
We were the last units built. And we did everything virtual because...
It was COVID.
Yeah.
COVID, so...
I never saw any of those models or other people.
Yeah. There'd
be other things in there that I did not know about.
I wasn't trying to add anything and that I didn't have to.
Yeah. And they, it's funny, as they were building them, they're designing different things as they go. So, like, some of them will have the bookshelves around the fireplace. And then somebody said, well, why don't you take the half wall between the kitchen and the living room and cut it down to be one level so you can see through easier.
Coffee bar there.
Yep.
Some people have
yep.
that.
Yeah. So
have
all
that.
These things were added as they were building.
I'm not liking you saying all this.
No, because
you got the basic and you're happy.
Yes, because the big thing I did not want to have a mortgage at my age.
It sounds like my father.
I wasn't trying to be a Spartan.
Yeah.
I mean, smart. I didn't need all those.
Yeah.
Those are nice, but yeah, whatever.
So, anyway, just to set your mind at ease, a lot of those things don't really matter. So those built-in cabinets around the fireplace on a resale, you're not going to get the value back that you put in when you bought it.
Yeah.
So just... The developer's adding $5,000, $10,000 for all these extras, but what we're finding is that when they go to sell, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So.
And then when he built next door Lomiture, they put an island in. We don't
mention an island.
I'd love to look at these new ones, but
you're better off not, probably.
Just as well. We're here.
So,
it's a nice house, and I'm happy with it, and hopefully
it's a great neighborhood.
Come to forgive me.
In time.
But our biggie was the loft, the fact that we do not have that.
That's great.
Sure. Okay. That's a square footage item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We should be able to pull that from the other units.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your doing all this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm sure that you're not getting all positive comments, but...
6x12.
Oh, okay.
We didn't do the assessments.
Or 8x12.
Oh,
sorry.
None of us did.
No, that's true.
But we all... understand
the
key
word is
done.
So that's 8 foot,
yeah.
That's 12 foot back.
That's what I put in the
4 foot section, and the stairs go up 12 feet.
You got it.
Are we off?
No, we're still recording right now.